What's been described as one of the biggest reforms to defence in five decades. The federal government will establish what's known as the Defence Delivery Agency, effectively rolling three defence procurement and delivery groups into one entity. The Defence Minister, Richard Marles, says it's aimed at tackling cost blowouts.
The establishment of the Defence Delivery Agency will see a much bigger bang for buck for the defence spend. And that is at the heart of the decision that we have made. It puts a focus on delivery and will ensure that it is much more sharp in the way in which it is undertaken.
So what does it all mean? Well, Marcus Hellyer is the head of research at the think tank Strategic Analysis Australia and joins me now. Marcus, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
What do you make of this announcement?
Well, I'm having a bit of goldfish syndrome. And that is, I'm looking at this and going, we've been here before. So anybody with a memory in the defence sector of more than a few years will go, this looks a lot like where we were before not too long ago with the previous defence materiel organisation, which was defence's attempt at having a somewhat external acquisition agency that wasn't quite entirely within the department. So what we seem to be doing now is taking the current acquisition agency, which was moved back inside the department, and we're going to pick that up and move it back outside the department and try that approach again, which we did sort of early this millennium in sort of the 20, around about 2000 to about 2015. So we've sort of tried this before, and we thought it didn't really work that well. There was a lack of accountability there with having the acquisition agency outside the department. So, and it's sort of not very streamlined. So because we've now got two agencies, so we're going to smash them back together again. But now we're saying, because we want more accountability and we want to streamline things, we're going to move the acquisition agency back outside the Department of Defence. So yeah, it's all a bit strange, because I guess the devil is always going to be in the detail, and it's going to be, how is this different to what we tried before and thought didn't work? And we're sort of missing that detail at the moment.
What do you think about the argument that it's not about restructuring these entities and the department, it's about greater accountability of individuals who've overseen these projects, perhaps having a clean out or getting some heads to roll? What do you think about that view?
Well, I think that would be fantastic if it actually happened. The problem is that this government's been in power now for over 3.5 years, and it's hard to see it having rolled any heads in the defence space. So the current Secretary of Defence has been running the show for about 8 years or more. So and he owns the current acquisition agency, it's part of his department. So if you think the current system is broken and projects haven't been delivered on budget or on schedule or delivering the kinds of capabilities we need, why not get rid of the current Secretary of the Department of Defence? Because he's owned this problem for 8 years and evidently hasn't fixed it. So I'm all for accountability, but we haven't seen any of it.
What's the interaction like between civilian and uniform members of Defence? Is there a divide or difficulty there at all, Marcus?
Not really. I mean, I've worked in defence for a long time. I've now sat outside defence for a long time in a couple of think tanks. I've worked in defence industry, so I've seen it all from different perspectives. I would say the problem is not tension or conflict between civilians and uniformed people in defence. I would say that the bigger issue is that defence doesn't really understand industry, it doesn't trust industry, and it's not very good at defining projects that industry can deliver on budget and on schedule. And that won't actually change with a new defence acquisition or defence delivery agency. So the poster child of bad projects we keep hearing about is the Hunter-class frigate program. The problem with that project is not that now we're in contract and ships are starting to be built that costs and schedule are blowing out. The problem was how that project was set up and defined in the first place. And that's always where the big cost increases occur. It is in the sort of concept to contract stage. So those early days when defence is thinking about what it actually needs and will meet its requirements. Changing the delivery agency and where that lives isn't going to fix that at all, okay? Because the delivery agency will manage the delivery contract. And by that point, it's too late. If you've designed and set up a bad project, like the Hunter-class frigate program, it's too late to fix it once you're in contract and in acquisition. So, as I said, you know, the issue is what are we going to do differently? And Mr. Miles hasn't really told us that, other than this very big picture idea of moving the acquisition agency back outside defence. In my view, that's not going to fix any of the problems we have at the moment.
Does some of the responsibility also sit with ministers and governments on setting the right direction for projects, making good, cost-effective, strategically effective decisions in a timely manner?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, if this in some way, and we haven't seen how, allows ministers to have greater scrutiny over the department, that would be a terrific thing. But it all has to start with, in my view, greater scepticism on the part of ministers and not this belief or not this sort of faith that the brass, whether it's military or civilian in defence, know exactly what they're doing. I think ministers, you know, really have to scrutinise defence and not take everything that they hear from defence, all of those ministerial submissions, the thousands of ministerial submissions that go up to Parliament every year. They need to be much more sceptical and have much greater scrutiny. You know, and again, I think, you know, one way to send that message is to fire people who aren't delivering. I mean, defence gets away with everything at the moment. Again, the poster child, the Hunter-class frigate program, the then government, the previous Liberal government, wanted a very quick decision schedule, and they wanted a mature design. So they wanted defence to acquire a mature design that was in service somewhere in the world, in the water, in service. Defence didn't do any of those things. It picked a developmental design that was not in service, and then they fundamentally changed it so it wasn't a mature design. And the then government went along with that. So I'm sympathetic to Mr. Miles when he said we inherited a disaster with the Hunter-class frigate program, but it's incumbent on ministers to make sure the department does what it says it has to do.
Marcus, thank you for joining me this morning.
Okay, anytime. Thank you.